kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon para sa isang natatanging saluhan, si James McKinnon, ang producer para sa Saluhan Collective. At syempre, si Tito Alfred Nicdao, ang nakikipapanood natin sa iba't ibang programa sa telebisyon at entablado. Welcome back sa SBS, Alfred.
Magandang tanghali po.
At kamusta, James?
Buti. Magandang umaga.
Yan. Una sa lahat, ako'y manghang-mangha at sa edad mo'y natutukang magsalita ng Filipino. Paano ka natuto?
Yung SBS Filipino, parang cue cards, online courses, my mom, yun lang.
Yun ba yung natutunan mo nung time ng COVID?
Yeah, super.
Yeah. So sa mga nanay dyan na gustong matuto ang mga anak nila, makinig lamang sa SBS Filipino. Ayan, at matututo silang magsalitang matatas tulad ni James. Pero sa araw na to, saluhan, isang natatanging saluhan, 11th of March. Ito ay gaganapin sa Brunswick. Naiiba siya dun sa naunang saluhan kung saan nagpalabas kayo ng pelikula, particular yung kasama si Kidlat Tahimik.
Opa.
At ilang araw ito. Pero sa ngayon, isang buong maghapon.
Opa. So, sa 11th of March, sa Brunswick Mechanic Institute at Next Wave, Saluhan is putting on an event the whole day, 8 hours, from the afternoon into the evening, where we're showcasing a variety of different parts of Filipino culture. So, sa hapon, we have a children's story time where Alfred, Tita Alfred and Charlotte will be reading children's stories from the Philippines about being a balikbayan, about the Filipino experience abroad, about, you know, things that are whimsical children's stories as well. And then during that, there is some arts and crafts workshops by Aida Azin, and they will be like screen block printing workshops, so the kids can come and have a explore of what that means and what they can do with that. And then after that, our collaborating artist, David Finnegan, will be presenting some of the development work done for a project called You're Safe. And then after that, Gabi, dinner, siyempre, catered by Philo Feeds. So a full Filipino menu, adobo, sisig,
kanin,
syempre. Mango float.
Wow.
Hindi halo-halo.
Mango float. Oh.
Opo. And during that time, we will also have performances by Macho Makata and Lara Huab, both spoken word performance artists. And they will
spoken word, magbaba poetry. Sila ng tula.
Opo, tula, yeah.
At sabi mo nga, nabanggit mo nung una, may Bisaya.
Opo, yeah. So Bisaya Lara is a Bisayan poet. So Lara will be performing Bisaya works, also Tagalog works, and English. So a trilingual performance set. And then sa gabi, after that, we will do a dance party featuring DJ Mendoza, who is a Filipino DJ, and DJ Ruben, who will have us dancing into the evening.
At excited si Alfred kasi ira niya ang mga musika. Tama ba?
Talaga naman. At nakausap ko si DJ Mendoza po noon isang gabi. At sabi ko sa kanya, introduce ko siya sa BSD & Co., sa hotdog, kay Ella Del Rosario na walang nakakaalala. Pero pag narinig po ninyo, magugustuhan ninyo si Ella. Siya ang aking paborito.
Si Rico J. Ang yumaong si Rico J.
Oh, siguro nga. In the way we wear version niya, diba?
Yung pumunta sa Loneta kahit walang pera.
Oh.
May piso siya pang bili ng Pepsi.
Naalala mo ba?
Siyempre. Paboritong ad ko yun nung bata ako.
Oh. It's the way we wear / memories.
Yes.
Diba?
Oo. Oh. At saka yung si Haji Alejandro. Oh, yun diba?
And Sharon Cuneta.
Oh, siyempre. Oo.
Diba?
Yung Mr. DJ. So, nung panahon nila, ang tawag nila dun ay slow dancing o drag dance. Pero wait, iba na yung ibig ng drag. So, maganda, no? Ano yung naging inspirasyon para buuin nyo ang ganitong event, James?
I think just to discuss more yung Filipino culture, for lahat ng tao sa Saluhan, may desire natin to reconnect with Filipino culture, not just to reconnect, but to connect more with. I guess for a lot of us who grew up in Australia in the last 20, 30 years, especially late 90s, early 2000s, medyo mahirap, no, to be so connected to ibat cultures. No?
Mm.
So for us, it's really important to not only use this event to explore and express our own culture, but also to share that. So sharing it with other Filipinos, but also lahat ng cultures dito. Mm. So Australians, ganun.
Galing ka sa Ballarat, isang mga regional areas na palaki ng palaki yung populasyon ng Pinoy.
Uh-oh.
Yung weekends mo ba, dinadala ka ng nanay mo sa mga kainan, sa mga sporting activities, Uh-oh. Basketball, Uh-oh. Ganun ba yung childhood mo?
Ako? Hindi sa Ballarat.
Wala pang masyado nung lumalaki ka?
Hindi, not really. Pero I was lucky enough and privileged enough to be able to go to the Philippines frequently when I was a kid. So that was my exposure. Hindi like community sa Ballarat. It was mostly sa Pilipinas. Pero syempre sa sorry store sa Ballarat, ganun.
Sa Asian store. Ni Tita Shirley.
Yep. And also, ako, kung lumaki ako, pupunta sa Footscray every month with my parents to the Palenque. So yung Carandiria dun and Filipino store dun was my exposure to sa Filipino culture.
So nabanggit mo pumunta ka, pumasok ka sa isang exclusive boys school sa Ballarat. Na alam ko, majority, mabibilang mo, nung panahon na nag-aaral ka, mabibilang mo sa daliri mo ang mga Asian.
Kasa yung batch ko, yung Asians, dalawa lang, or maybe tatlo. In a cohort of 200.
Ano ang naging experience mo?
Sa eskulahan? Medyo interesting. Siyempre, yung mga racism, ganun. Especially early on sa school. Kasi ako, I look ethnically ambiguous. So, yung mga boys, they did not know what I was. So, I got random racism sometimes. Pero I think na I was raised to be quite proud of myself and my culture. So, yun lang, I didn't really care. yeah.
At saka, kinaya mong harapin yung, naging astig ka rin, as they would say.
Yeah.
So that's how you face up to bullies.
Yeah.
Astig. Pero ngayon na naging adult ka na, nahanap na kinailangan mo bang gawing aktibo ka sa mga gantong gawain para ma-ensure mo na magpagpatuloy mo yung identity mo as a Pinoy?
I guess sa university, I did my undergraduate thesis in music. And I looked specifically at political protest music in the Philippines in the 70s and 80s. So that was the start of my Tagalog learning effort. So once I started to really explore Filipino culture 7-8 years ago, I found Siluhan and I saw what they were doing a year and a half ago, and I thought, galing, no? So I, you know, messaged them and got involved with them. But meanwhile, I've also been, yeah, trying to work on that myself, in myself, but also with the work I'm doing outside of Siluhan. But also, yeah, with Siluhan, it's a great vehicle for the collective to come together and do these kind of events.
If I ask you, James, how would you introduce yourself? Ako si James, ako'y Pinoy Aussie, o Aussie Pinoy, o ako'y Aussie?
Ako si James lang. Like, you know, as in, Filipino-Australian ako. But at the end of the day, I'm James, you know? Being the Filipino, being Australian are both parts of me. So, but more than anything, I'm James. But Filipino-Australian, yeah.
So I'm sure sa bahay mo, proud na proud ang nanay mo dahil active ka ngayon sa mga efforts na bringing the Filipino identity into multicultural Australia.
Yeah, super. She's super proud.
Alfred, ano naman ang feeling dahil sa panahong iyon, ngayon, ikaw na ang mentor at ikaw na ang tumutulong sa mga kabataan na kahenerasyon ni Charlotte na makilala ang pagka-Pilipino sa Australia?
It makes me very excited talaga. Kasi itong mga nakalipas na taon, and kung naaalala mo, no, during lockdown, hindi ba nag-connect tayo?
Oo.
At gumawa tayo. And during that time, ginawa ko yun time na yun para humanap ng mga talents na Filipino-Australian, and somehow they came out because I saw them online. Ngayon, lumabas tayo sa lockdown in 2022, sabi ko, there must be an opportunity there somewhere. Ang nangyari noon, yung mga nakilala ko, slowly they started to emerge. They were making a lot of short films. They were telling stories. Yeah. So towards about August, September of last year, I decided to create this group called Pangkat Sining. And that's how I met James, because one of the members that joined was a lady by the name of Teresa Angela, who's from Multicultural Arts Victoria, and she invited James to come along, and nagkakilala kami ni James. Tapos nagkataon din na si Charlotte bumalik dito sa Melbourne, so we hosted a little gathering to welcome all these talents. And talaga, I feel like na meron akong obligasyon na ihandog ko sa kanila ang mga oportunidad na available sa kanila etong darating na, you know, na darating na taon and going into the future.
Dahil lumaki ka sa Australia, gaano kaiba ngayon yung henerasyon na nung panahon mo na lumalaki ka bilang Pilipino-Australiano sa henerasyon ngayon?
Wow. Nung lumalaki po ako,
nung nagbibinata ka.
Nagbibinata, meron kaming isang grupong mga Pilipino. No? Kami lang, lahat, parabang segregado kami sa mga puti. And then, after a while, sabi namin, if we are to survive, you know, in Australia, we have to kind of assimilate with the Australian culture. Kaya isa-isa kami, we became part of the Australian landscape. In the process, na detach kami sa ating kultura. And that's not good. You know, lalo na kung, you know, between the age of 20 to 25, that's your emerging years. Mm-hmm. So bago ko, you know, by the time I was 25 years old, puli-osi na ako. And that's what happened. And it's only now, lalo na itong mga anak ko, lumaki na si Charlotte at saka si Stephanie, na aking dalawang anak, sabi sa akin, bakit hindi mo po kami tinuruan mag-Tagalog? And then, we meet James.
Ang galing mag-Tagalog.
Ang galing. Sabi nga si Charlotte is very inspired by what James is doing and they're very well connected. Sabi niya ganon, if James can do it, so can we. I think compared to what it was like back in my 20s to what it's like now, I think we're far more connected. At lalo na ating mga bagong creatives, ang gusto nilang gawin ay ipakita sa mundo, ipakita sa Australia ang kanilang mga istorya bilang Pilipino immigrants.
Maraming salamat para sa saluhan sa taong ito, James at Alfred.
Maraming salamat din po.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.